I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians wait to see if the political tides will turn in India. Stay tuned for the call to prayer, as well as some shocking statistics in the United States. That story coming your way in just a few moments. First, they're halfway there. 2 weeks ago, India kicked off national elections in a seven-phase voting process that'll continue till June 1st. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is running for a third and final term and is currently the frontrunner. Phase three of voting began yesterday. Regan Miller with Mission India explains.
So with 1.4 billion people in India, that's a lot of people to get into the election, into the voting system. And with 28 different states and all different processes, it's quite a long process to get people through the voting.
What happens in India politically has a huge impact on Christian ministry. Just 5% of the population has been reached with the gospel, so there's a lot of work to do.
We can pray over the election season for wisdom for the voters. Right now, for the Christians, they would just appreciate prayers for wisdom and that the Holy Spirit would work through the leadership in India.
Mission India also has a timely resource.
If people would like a tangible way to learn how to pray in a meaningful way for India and for their own lives too, we are offering a 10-day Pentecost prayer guide that launches on May 9th. Pentecost is the day that we recognize the sending of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. And so we're just going to be praying into that.
Get Mission India's Pentecost prayer guide at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, last week, Ukraine's forces began receiving shipments of rockets, missiles, and artillery shells. These munitions come from the U.S. military aid package recently approved by President Joe Biden. The Ukrainian army has been depleted and is desperate for aid. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
some of the pastors that we work with also work as chaplains. And in talking to the soldiers on the front line, there's a sense of expectation that soon there will be another offensive action by Russia, realizing that American arms are coming in.
Along the 600-mile front line, more Ukrainian villages have been emptied as people flee to safety. Many are fleeing to the doorsteps of churches.
So these churches literally are having buses show up of frontline IDPs or internally displaced persons. And all of a sudden they're saying, here, you got to take care of them for the next 2 months. And so they've got to figure out how to give them housing, how to find a warm place to sleep, maybe a place to transition because you just can't sleep in the church, and then food and all those other items. And so SGA is trying to stand with the churches in that.
SGA equips Ukrainian pastors to distribute aid and proclaim the gospel. As the war drags on, pray for spiritual encouragement.
There's a concern of fatigue and a lack of ammunition and weaponry to defend themselves, and a depleting of the soldiers.
And Americans spend an average of 7 hours a day online, according to Data Reportal. It makes sense to a degree as school and work become increasingly digital. But dangers lurk here too. Pornography sites get more website traffic in the U.S. than Netflix and social media combined. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says,
a lot of people see it as a victimless crime. I can do it in secret and nobody knows. We know as believers that God sees those things. We also know that everyone on that screen has been abused, is being abused, is being manipulated by the system.
According to a 2018 Gallup poll, 43% of Christians think porn is morally acceptable.
If we look at all of these people as children of God, who God loves deeply and who cares for, it makes it harder to engage in online pornography.
Porn addictions, like any other sin, can be overcome through the power of Christ. Contact the Lighthouse for help or turn to a fellow believer you trust.
The local church is God's gift to the believers to be able to deal with these things. I would challenge any person listening to go to their local church and talk to someone about the struggles that they're having. We know that people struggle with this and they don't need to hide any longer. They can find help and healing.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.